Good afternoon. A good amount of sunshine across interior New York and New England so far today, allowing temperatures to warm through the lower and into the middle and upper 80s region-wide. Clouds are beginning to mix in, and with tropical humidity, billowing clouds will lead to pop-up showers and thunderstorms. At the same time, energy at the jet stream level, along with 30 to 50 knot winds aloft, will contribute to vertical motion in the cloud development and produce stronger showers and thunderstorms, especially from the greater Capital District points south on the thruway into the mid and lower Hudson Valley, most of the Catskills, and just about all of central and southern New England. Some of the storms, especially in these locations, could contain heavy downpours, frequent lightning, and perhaps some damaging wind gusts. Elsewhere, scattered showers and thunderstorms will also fire up in this tropical environment throughout the day. More scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. It'll remain tropical, with lows staying in the upper 60s and lower 70s. As we get into the day on Friday, a more substantial area of energy will pull through the region along with that trough. As a result, more widespread showers and thunderstorms are likely, otherwise mostly cloudy and humid, with highs in the lower 80s. Still some energy left over on Saturday, especially in the morning, so we'll call for a few showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny skies on Saturday afternoon and highs in the lower to mid 80s. The trough will finally lift out and through the region for the end of the weekend, leaving an area of high pressure in control, both at the surface and aloft, so we'll look for hazy sun and clouds and hot and humid weather, and highs on Sunday will reach to about 90. More of the same on Monday, hazy, hot, and humid, with highs near 90, but a late-day thunderstorm is possible as a new trough of low pressure begins to head toward the Great Lakes. This trough will be more of an influence on our weather pattern into the middle of next week, with scattered showers and thunderstorms on both Tuesday and Wednesday and highs sliding back into the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, unsettled weather will continue to be the case for much of the eastern United States through the end of the work week, owing to a stalled-out front extending from Texas to the lower Great Lakes, coupled with a large-scale upper-level trough extending from the Great Lakes to the Mid-South. The response to this in the low levels will be deep moisture surging northward over the eastern United States, aided by a southerly flow on the western edge of a Bermuda high. It'll be warm and quite humid, with daily chances for rain from the Gulf Coast to New England. Episodes of heavy rain are expected to materialize in this type of weather pattern, leading to the potential for flash flooding. The Weather Prediction Center has outlined the Florida Panhandle northward through the Appalachians and into the Northeast as being in a slight risk for excessive rainfall and flash flooding for the remainder of the work week. In addition to the rainfall concerns, the unstable atmosphere could lead to strong to severe thunderstorms. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted parts of the Mid-Atlantic and southern New England as being in a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms today. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid-80s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, lower 90s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with a scattered shower or storm and highs near 80 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 97, set in 1975. And the record low, 45, in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:15 p.m., 14 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and humid, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the lower to mid-80s. A few showers and storms tonight, otherwise muggy, with lows in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today and highs in the mid to upper 80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy with lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, humid, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, muggy, with lows in the upper 60s to around 70. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy and humid, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and highs in the middle 80s. Scattered showers and storms also possible tonight, otherwise muggy, with lows in the upper 60s to around 70. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and humid, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, otherwise muggy, with lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, remaining humid in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms Saturday, especially in the morning. A better chance of sun in the afternoon, mid-80s. Hazy, hot and humid Sunday and Monday, both days near 90, with a chance of a thunderstorm Monday afternoon. And a better chance at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms both Tuesday and Wednesday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds and humid, and highs in the middle to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.